A poet becomes a teacher, and vice versa. Although I went to graduate school for poetry, I came out a teacher on the other side. Like all the graduate students in poetry, fiction, or rhetoric at Kansas State University, I taught Composition 1 and Composition 2. Every college and university has some version of these classes. They're the ones everyone takes to make sure they didn't graduate from high school without knowing how to write passably. Personal reflections, evaluations, business letters, persuasive arguments, extemporaneous essays, and research papers. These were the types of writing we taught our students to produce. And I just had a knack for explaining how it is done. That's what teaching is, the art of explanation. Presenting the right information in the right order in a memorable way. The teacher's job is to sort through all those explanations and examples before class and to present the ones that work best, and then perhaps to leave off the last step so that the students can make that connection for themselves. My uncle is the artist Vint Lawrence, and he told me that he asks three questions of a painting. 1. Does the artist have anything to say? 2. Does he or she say it well? And most important, 3. Am I allowed to finish the thought? The act of completing the thought for yourself is integral to the appreciation of a painting. A similar process is at work in the art of teaching. The best lessons are those in which students have been guided to the place where they can take the final steps themselves. On weekends in grad school, when my fellow students and I gathered over beer and pizza, they all wanted to talk about the poems they were writing, but I wanted to talk about the papers I was grading. When we graduated, many of them went on to get PhDs so that they could teach older students, but I started substitute teaching because I wanted to teach younger students. I wanted to see if I could make more of an impact in students' lives if I got them into my class earlier, before they had learned bad habits. But the younger the students I taught, I eventually worked my way down to sixth grade. The more I realized that the most important work to be done in education is with the youngest possible kids, the ones in primary school and pre-primary. From what I understand, the evidence is overwhelming.